From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. In New Hampshire today, it's the last weekend before the nation's first presidential primary. Candidates are campaigning in both parties and beyond, seeking the votes of independents as well. Tonight, there will be debates among the major candidates of both parties, Republicans first and then Democrats, at St. Anselm College just outside Manchester. NPR is there, and two of our reporters in New Hampshire join me now to talk about the two races, Audie Cornish and Scott Horsley. Hello to both of you.
Good to be with you, Andrea.
Scott, let me start with you. We'll come back to the debate in just a second, but with that prospect in the air, how did the candidates meet the voting public today?
And it was a busy day for the fire marshals around New Hampshire today. The candidates, especially the Democrats, were drawing big crowds. Some voters just there to wave their signs and show their support. Others still gathering information, trying to make up their minds just a few days before the primary. And the candidates went out of their way to try to oblige those information seekers. John Edwards took more questions than usual today. And Hillary Clinton held a marathon town hall in a high school gym, fielding questions for almost 2 hours.
I'm going to take as many questions as I can. I'll stay as long as I can. I'll try to get to everybody because I know how important this election is to all of us.
And Scott, how did the audiences react?
Generally favorably. Penacook voter Susan Youngs was typical of the people I spoke with after the Hillary Clinton event.
Actually, I was very impressed. I'm still not 100% decided, but I found her impressive. She's so knowledgeable. She thinks well on her feet, and she does a good job of actually responding to the question she's asked.
But as you heard, Youngs is still not committed to Clinton, and that's a challenge. Youngs also wants to hear from John Edwards in the next few days and has said she's very impressed by Barack Obama as well. Obama drew the biggest crowds today. And I heard from one voter, Martin Mary, who says he's leaning in Obama's direction but could cross over and vote for John McCain on the Republican side.
It's an interesting point about independence, Audie Cornish. Are you hearing people mention the dilemma of choosing between two candidates in two different parties?
I'm hearing a lot of that because I'm following John McCain, and there are a lot of people who go to his events who are folks who are independent voters and who are straddling both parties. Here in New Hampshire, you can choose which primary you want to participate in. Back in 2000, 62% of independent voters decided to go over to the GOP primary, and McCain benefited from that. This time around, you're seeing polls that are saying that 63% of independents are actually leaning Democrat this time. And as a result, I'm hearing folks say to me, well, I really like Senator Obama and Senator McCain, which might seem kind of like an odd pairing, but here in New Hampshire, it's more than possible.
And Audie, the other guy who was not so visible in Iowa, despite his national standing in the polls, is Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. You saw some of him today.
Yes, former Mayor Giuliani was back in New Hampshire. He went to an event today for a robotics competition and entered on a Segway and sort of made this jerky bump-and-go entrance, which is probably not the best photo op, but that's what he did. And later on, he went to a house party. And he's really focusing on these sort of smaller events and getting to know the voters and also trying to get people to see him past maybe the conversation around 9/11. Here's a cut of him sort of making that appeal.
I'm not talking just about September 11, 2001, although that is part of my history and part of what I had to handle. But I'm talking about all the things that I did before that. As mayor of New York City, the problems of crime, the problems of welfare, the problems of the economy.
But of course, Giuliani is coming into this race hovering around fourth and really competitive with Huckabee at this point. The leaders here are Senator John McCain and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who does have, in the past anyway, people thought had some advantage of being the governor of a neighboring state, but is most definitely setting his sights on McCain and trying to make some sort of advance there.
Now, of course, the most important business of today comes later with the debates between the leading candidates in each party. There's big interest in these debates in the state and beyond. And Scott Horsley, what should Democrats be watching for?
It's interesting, Andrea. There's huge interest in these debates. You might think that everything that could have been said in a debate has already been said by these candidates. But I talked to a lot of voters who are going to be watching very closely. And the question is really whether Hillary Clinton or John Edwards or anyone else can put a roadblock in front of the Obama bandwagon. I'm not sure a debate is the best setting to do that.
And Audie, how about the Republicans?
I think you're going to be looking to see how much attacking there might be on Senator John McCain. You know, in past debates, when people thought he wasn't doing so well, there was a lot of praise heaped on Senator McCain. This time around, you've got former Governor Mitt Romney, who's coming back looking to rebound and really looking to, let's say, draw pointed differences between the candidates. And will we also see alliances? Will we see former Governor Mike Huckabee and McCain maybe being a little nicer to each other and piling it on Romney? And so I think you should watch really for how the candidates are in relationship to each other, this sort of attack and withdraw.
NPR's Audie Cornish and Scott Horsley in Manchester, New Hampshire. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.